My name is Randy Tom, and I'm a sound designer for movies. And I'm here at the LA Film Festival talking about Skywalker Sound's approach to sound design on Monster House.
I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net. At the LA Film Festival, we're in the James Bridges Theater on the campus of UCLA, and one of the things that we're talking about in some of these early sessions is technology and film. That's almost never not been a subject of film since the 1920s, but lately we think of technology and film, we think of the internet. I wonder what your sort of overall perception is of what's happening right now and how the internet is affecting the filmmaking experience for guys like you.
Well, the internet certainly makes sending sounds over long distances much easier. It's very common these days to use FTP to send a sound effect around the world or across the country, a very high quality recording of the sound more or less instantaneously, so a director that might be in New York City could hear a sound that I've generated in San Francisco. And we're also starting to use it for picture as well in a similar way.
Consumers, they're starting to think of storage when they buy a cell phone. They're starting to think of network compatibility when they buy a piece of audio equipment at home. How much are you thinking about that in the movie making business?
Well, it's certainly a boon to us that you can get hard drives that have as big a capacity as you can now, that are as cheap as they are, because in movies we use a huge amount of storage, as you can imagine, storing the visual images and large libraries of sound. And I think it's great that huge drives are getting cheaper and cheaper every day. We spend most of our time thinking about the art of what we do, obviously, and I try personally to think about technology as little as I can get away with, because I find that if I spend too much time thinking about technology, it distracts me from making good creative decisions. That's one of the great things about having a wonderful assistant, because my assistant can concentrate on the technology while I trigger out how to use sound to help tell the story that the director wants to tell with a given movie.
The recording room has changed quite a bit over the past decade, I imagine, in subtle ways. We're talking about chips and network software, things that are behind a lot of this equipment. But do you foresee any major changes in the next 5 to 10 years in the field that you work in?
I think human voice synthesis is going to make a big difference when it finally gets to a place where you can electronically synthesize a believable human voice. And we're not quite there yet, but I suspect that we'll get a lot closer in the next 5 years. And probably by 20 years from now, you'll be able to take almost any human voice and electronically generate words and sentences and phrases in a way that will fool anybody. That's obviously a useful tool for movies. It's also a little scary, and it's something we're going to have to be careful about. But I'm looking forward to it in terms of just watching how it evolves and seeing how we can use it for film.
You had a hand in creating a system for theater sound reproduction. But we're starting to see more and more people now watching movies on iPods, on their screens, on their computers. Where is this going? And how much of an effect can you have as a sound designer in creating films so that people can get that, or get somewhat of a rich sound experience on mobile devices?
Well, I'm certainly in favor of tailoring the sounds that I create to work best in whatever environment they wind up being played in. If it comes to be that lots and lots and lots of people are watching movies on iPods, then I think we'll have to tailor sound mixes for movies in a way that will use that medium to its fullest capacity. And it's probably going to mean spending more time on a given project, tailoring the sound for all of the kinds of venues that it plays in, large theaters, small theaters, airplanes, iPods, etc.
Thank you very much, Randy.
My pleasure.
Yep. Let me grab a quick photo of you.